It's time for Appraise This with the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Nack, Tim Luke, and Greg Strom for the appraisal guys. So, of course, you can find them on the web at tqag.com. That is Treasure Quest. And we've got Greg on the phone. Tim's in the car. So, good morning, Greg. How are you?
Good morning. How are you? How's the weather up there? I've been watching the news.
It's snowing again.
It's snowing. Is it?
Yeah, it's snowing again. We've got about an inch and a half on the ground, expecting about six inches today, and then another inch to 3 inches tonight and tomorrow morning.
I can't remember the last time there have been that many nor'easters in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, this will be three in less than 2 weeks, and it takes our storm total for the winter. We were talking about this with Pat earlier. We have about 80, depending on where you are in the area, anywhere from 90 inches of snow. But when you add up the three storms that have come the past couple of weeks, they have brought over 30, 35 inches of snow on average to the area. So it's been a strange winter with snow, very warm weather, very cold weather.
We can't forget the ice jam in Kent, because it keeps getting,
well,
that goes in with
the very bitter cold weather we had that formed that ice jam. It's just been a wild winter.
Wow. Well, I sympathize with you guys. Yeah. I'm just glad I'm not there. But just we do follow the weather there, because it's been so wacky this year, and especially with the river being there and the freezing and thawing quickly and refreezing again and causing ice jams and trouble with it's bad enough that you can't get cell service in a lot of that area, but not to you add on top of that not being able to have power, that's a lot to bear.
That's why we're big proponents of radios, and that's why we do what we do a lot of the time. What happened? Wasn't there a sale this weekend?
Well, this weekend, Tim was in Los Angeles for the International Society of Appraisers, the ISA annual conference, and he was a guest speaker, lecturer, and he also taught the class for the USPAP class. And he's on his way back, but he does have an auction coming up in the end of March, or see, the beginning of April. But this March and April is probably one of our busiest travel months that I can remember. I said this for about last year, but I must say that this year, since he has started with Gurjans, both of us have actually been doing a lot more traveling, and I'm not the seasoned road warrior that Tim is. I'll be very honest. I am not somebody who enjoys all the travel. I enjoy the perks, but I don't enjoy the actual traveling. So, this month, this weekend, he gets back tonight, just in enough time to turn around, do laundry, repack, and then I leave for Los Angeles Long Island this weekend for a bat mitzvah. It's the last one. You've heard us talk about our friend Elise, who was on the History Detective. She works for Heritage. Well, her last daughter, they had four kids, is having her bat mitzvah this weekend, and I am the designated challah maker for the bima. So I've done it for each of their kids, and this will be the final one. So I'm really excited about that. Chloe is being bat mitzvahed this weekend, and it's going to be a really festive occasion. And then Tim leaves again on Sunday. We're going to be passing like ships in the night at the airport. And he leaves for Chicago for 5 days. And then once he gets back, he will be here. And then I fly out again at the end of the month to go back up north to for my mom. So it's wacky. It's really wacky. But boy, we're racking up those frequent flyer miles.
Oh, good. Yes,
yeah. To first class every day, every time.
Well, that's delightful. But I guess I got confused between the something in Palm Beach because this is the time the antique shows and so forth. Mm-hmm. And so I just I thought also there was a Julian's sale stuck in there somewhere, but apparently not.
No, that is coming up. That will be in that's coming up in April. There is another one that's coming up. I could tell you what it is, but I'd have to kill you. It hasn't been announced yet.
All right. So,
but
and is Tim spending as much time in? There was some talk of him spending a fair amount of time in L.A. Is that not happening?
No, these trips are kind of in and out. They're like 2 or 3 days at a time, so he doesn't have to spend three weeks at a time out of a month traveling to L.A. So, there is this year is going to be also a lot. Travel with Gurjans, and I'm actually starting to do some as well, which is it's kind of fun. But Coco she doesn't know where she's going to be staying next.
So. Lucky she also should be racking up the frequent flyers. Tell
yeah,
us a little bit about
Gurjans. I know.
Tell us a little bit about Gurjans.
Well, Gurjans is the company that it's 125-year-old company based out of London, but they have a major presence in New York, and they also have satellite offices throughout the country. And Tim, since being hired by them as an executive vice president and senior appraiser, he travels. He does some business getting, but he travels around to places on the east and west, southwest coast parts of America. So he kind of covers 3/4 of the states, and he'll go out and meet with a group of appraisers that are doing a large estate, and he'll concentrate on one aspect, and then some of the other appraisers in areas that he's not, and that we are not really able to concentrate on. They all meet at wherever the estate is, and they do the estate appraisal, and then they work as a team. So it's really kind of exciting to be able to have the connection to have all of those appraisers in different fields that we're not, that's not our bailiwick. So it's really good because we also do get a chance to learn more about these things. And it really was a good move. And it's kind of changed the way we do our business as well, because in some respects, because Gurjans also has a very similar business model to how we operate with appraisals and brokering and, you know, consignment of items and working with other auction companies to get right. The best price on items for our client.
Can you tell us how to spell Gurjan?
Yeah, it's GURRJON. Okay. Apostrophe, yeah, it's Gurjans. And
okay.
Yeah, so it's a great company to be associated with. And you know, that old saying, if I would have known, I would have joined sooner. They're a wonderful company to work for. Everybody's very knowledgeable. They're up on the most current information as far as USPAP. Everybody is USPAP compliant. They stay USPAP compliant. Tim will actually be teaching some USPAP courses for them. So, and this year is I have to take the 7-hour USPAP update to get the latest changes with in-use PAP. So I'll be taking that in Jacksonville this July at our conference at the National Auctioneers Association. So it's right in our own backyard, so that's great.
That's
but
really
one of the
convenient.
Things I just wanted to talk about today, just very quickly, is, and I only say this because I'm also kind of dealing with it, but it just came up this week. We have a client who called, and they are going through an Alzheimer's issue with the sole surviving parent. And what has happened is, this is why getting a will and having this all taken care of in advance is so, so important. The clients, one of the siblings, of their five siblings, and it's very contentious. And so the sibling who contacted us is the administrator for the what will be the estate. And unfortunately, the parents never really stayed up current with wills and power of attorney and all of that. So it had to end up going through the courts. And what ends up happening is nobody knows who, you know, what the parents' intentions are, because the last time they updated their will was 35 years ago. So as you know, things have changed. So I think the one thing that I want to leave everyone with today is, please, when you call in an appraiser, make sure that you know who is going to be the administrator, and that's the person that the appraiser has to deal with, or the trust officer if there is a trust, because these things just don't automatically take care of themselves. There's a lot of preparation in getting this all ready, because it's going to end up costing the client a tremendous amount in legal fees, and it can drain an estate in a heartbeat. So, you know, for those out there who haven't updated their wills, I really can't say enough about taking care of that and making sure everything is in place, so the instrument of an estate appraisal can happen very fluid, and make sure that everything is up to date, and that it's, you know, exactly what you're going to do with your assets, whether it's jewelry, whether it's paintings, whether it's just the stuff that of everyday life in your house, because there is nothing worse than a family torn apart from the not knowing what's going to happen with the stuff, and it can have a hold on you like you cannot believe.
All right.
That is really good advice.
Well, we got to get on to school closings and stuff like that there, Mr. or Mrs. Sunshine down in Florida.
Yes, well, I'm heading out in 15 minutes to my golf lesson.
Well, have fun. I'll think about
enjoy
you
it.
As I'm practicing my shoveling. You can practice your swing. Okay. Take care, Greg.
See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Greg Strom in for Tim and Luke today. The appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack. I don't know if Jill's still there or not. No, because I deleted the call, so she's not there. But anyways, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, TQAG.com on the web.